Okay, Simon Reshman Beis, Hilchos Shabbos, very exciting. Okay, just one hakdam over here. Simon Reshman Beis is one sif, it's not that long, but I can finish in one night, though. Reshman Beis is nice, fairly easy, it starts off nice and easy. Reshman Gimel gets more challenging already. So we lull you into making it sound like it's doable, it's comfortable, and then... Now we hit you with the whammy. Okay, I feel a mishat tzarich lacherim im yeshamat mishaloi tzarich lazaras atzma the chabedis of Shabbos. Even a person has to get support from others. He has to spend something on kavod Shabbos. Okay, so v'lo amru asei Shabbat l'chol v'al tzarich l'brius. There's a Gemara. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is asei Shabbat l'chol v'al tzarich l'brius, that a person rather than taking some sort of assistance from other people, it's worthwhile for him to actually just have a Shabbos, the food on Shabbos, the same as a weekday food. I say Shabbat Chol. It'll be nothing special for Shabbos. It'll just look like a regular weekday meal. And this way, not take any assistance from other people. When is that? So when is that said? Ella, Nemisha Shad Chukaloi. But yes, sir. That the person has nothing at all which he's able to do to make special for Shabbos. But even a person who normally has to come on to other people, if he can find something special to do for Shabbos, he has a chiyuv to do so. Okay. Okay. If that said, that even a person who has to go come on to other people has a chiyuv to do something special for Shabbos in regards to kavod Shabbos, so therefore, a person should, during the week, in some way cut back and limit what he's spending during the week in order to make sure that he has enough to be mechabed Shabbos, that this should be something special for Shabbos when it comes to Shabbos. Okay. End of that thought. New thought. Mitakanas Ezra. So Ezra made a tekana that they should wash clothing on Thursday. In this way, when they come for Shabbos, they will have nice clean clothing. Now there's a machlokes if the tekana over here was to wash on Thursday or to not wash on Friday. One way to understand what we're doing is saying that Badafka, Chazal, Mor, Masakin, Ezra's a Masakin, not to do it on Friday because they're afraid to be busy. If the picture in a world where washing clothing meant you slept the clothing down to the river, you pounded it with rocks, and you wiped it, the time you're finished with that, you won't have time to make any food for Shabbos. So the cut over here possibly wasn't so much that you should wash clothing on Thursday, that you shouldn't do it on Friday. This way, in some way, it would end up being mamayit in the kavod Shabbos of the food for Shabbos.
What about food for Shabbos?
Okay.
What about food for Shabbos?
Okay, so you we'll talk about later. Hagah. Noigim lalush kadei shir chal bebayis lasas mehem lachomim nitzay aleihem b'Shabbos of Yomtiv. So the minhag was that they would make bread for Shabbos. And the amount of bread they would make a shir challah, a full amount of a dough, which would equal to what's called shir challah. V'humi kvoit Shabbos v'yamtiv vein l'shanis. So that's kavod Shabbos, that to prepare that. Besides the fact that you're going to have bread for Shabbos, the fact that you're mekayim the mitzvah of afrosh l'shanis in the dough. So this dough has been used for the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, and then it's used for the mitzvah of Shabbos. So that's another kavod Shabbos, that the dough that you're using should have the elements of kavod Shabbos that a mitzvah was done with it. So that's we should do so. Yesha kosher shemixes mekaymes nogu lechol mil yosa shekard pastida b'leil Shabbos zecher lemon shem mechusa lemalo lemata b'leir isi lochush lezeh. There is a minhag to eat what's called Molyasa. Molyasa means it's a filling. Lashon of mole, it's full. So molyasa is something which is a filling, which would be basically something referred to as pastita. Pastita basically was a meat knish. So you have the dough on top and the dough on bottom, and you have the meat in the middle. You could also have a potato knish. But the point is, it was a zecher l'mon. Because the mon, when the mon came down, there was the tal on top and the tal on bottom and the mon in the middle. So eating milyasa would be a zecher l'mon. So some people had a minute to do that. The Ramah says that I did not find that necessarily people were machmen on that. And the Shabur will say actually that Bimakam Haseinu, they actually were machmen on that. Okay. So that's a lot of information over here. Let's see what we can do with Mishaburas. Okay. Even a person in Sarach L'Cherim, he has a chiyuv to Mizar's Atzma L'Chabbis HaShabbos. Hina Iker Mitzvah Z'Oinik Shabbos, and he's Parashlono Ayyadei HaNevi'im. Across the Shabbos Oinig, so there's a pasuk in Yeshaya which says across the Shabbos Oinig. So the mitzvah of Shabbos is to prepare Oinig for Shabbos. But Yesh Poskim Sheir Lahush Dikra Humin Atar. It's not only based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, which would be then Midirei Kabbalah, but based on Pesukim in Navi, but it's actually the Raisa also. Shabbos Shubachlal Mekray Kodesh. The Iker clear place where it said is a pasuk in Navi, so that would give it a din of a divrei Nevi'im. But there's some places which say that it's a deraisa. And the Shartzim points out this is a Ramban, that the pasuk says that it's one of the Mekrei Kodesh. Shabbos Ubachal Mekrei Kodesh. Shabbos Yom Shvi Shabbos Shabboson Mekrei Kodesh. So in Parshas Emor, it refers to Shabbos as a Mekrei Kodesh, and Mikra Kodesh, Pirsha Chazal, so Chazal and the Taras Kahanim explain that what does Mikra Kodesh mean? Hanu Lekacher, Lechabdoi, Biksus, Nikia, Ulanga, Boinug, Achila, Bishkiyan. So Chazal said that the Taich of Mikra Kodesh is you should declare it to be a special day. How do you declare it to be a special day, Mikra Kodesh? You do that by having nice clothing, Biksus, Nikia, and your ma'ana get ba'oinig achila b'shtiyah by having special achila b'shtiyah. So the Ramban points out, it comes out that this mitzvah of oinig Shabbos is not just a midibri based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, it's based on a pasuk in Chumash. Okay. Fine. If they go chazal, ma'oid b'mitzvah zu, ואמרו, בכל המענה, כזה שבס נושא לו נחל בלי מצורים, וניצו בשיבה מלכיס, וזה חבור זה להשירס, אין שם, אוי כמה ממור בניין זה. Okay, so the Gemara says that this is a very, very important mitzvah, and the schar for that, the Gemara gives multiple rewards for this. The one the Gemara says, he gets a nachla b'li mitzorim. Because that pasuk over there, across the Shabbos Oynig, it ends off, v'hachalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha. So I will give to you Nachas Yaakov Avichol. So by Yaakov it says the Farasa Yama became a Tzavad of Enigma. That by Avram it says you're going to get this land. So you get, there's a limit to Nachal. It's Eretz Yisrael. By Yaakov it doesn't say you're going to get this land. It's Oratz Yisrael. This area, like it is by Yitzchok. It says Farasa Yama became a Tzavad. You're just going to expand. So the more it says it's a Nachal B'li Mitzorim. There's a limit how far it's going to be. And the pasuk says on the pasuk of across the Shabbos Oynig, it says that the reward for that will be v'hachalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha to nachlat limitzarim. The Mora says from based on a different drasha, person is nitzel from shibur malchus, he'll be saved from the pressures of the nations, etc. A person gets a shiris because of it. Fine. So what exactly is the mitzvah? We have three different Mamori Chazal who tell us how to be Ma'anik Shabbos. Okay, we're going to try and bring the three Mamorim and see that they seem to be contradictory to each other. And then we're going to answer them and then give us a clear understanding of what exactly Chazar Machayev. So Anik Shabbos is expressed by enjoying Shabbos in a physical way with a chila. Okay, number one. So we have one chazal which says that you're ma'anig it by getting fish, large fish. Rashi Shuman is using having garlic, betasha shaltrodin, beets, some type of a beet concoction. So it means that if Chazal used these as mashalim, the point was that these in those days they were considered chashava foods. So the point is having chashava food, and therefore any place where you and the halacha lemaisa out of that is any place and any time. The female hogar, according to what's over there, considered a chashuva food. Yangu b'macholim b'mashkim ha'chashuvim lehem oynig. We refer to use that which is considered an oynig. Now, lefi shemin astam roi b'nei odem ikra inugam b'bosser b'yayin ha'mikdonis. Most people happen to enjoy wine and meat and McDonald's and nice foods. So therefore, we'll see later on in Siman Reish Nun that a person can have meat, a person can have wine, and a person can have McDonald's are like nice, sweet things. So whatever a person's able to do, a person should do. Okay, so that's one Chazal. So Chazal is saying over here that the Arnik Shabbos is fulfilled with these very chashuva foods. Beis, the second Chazal is on the Amru, the Fila Dabri Murche, Osol Chod Shabbos, Kaya Mitzvah Shonek Shabbos. The Mor says, whatever you do, as long as you do, you make even something very small. That whatever you do, even if it's a small amount, but if you did it with intent, because this is your way of showing your covered Shabbos, so you'll fulfill the Mitzvah Kiyam, Mitzvah Shonek Shabbos. Fila Kasa the Harsano. What was Kasa the Harsano? Whether it's Hanodogin Ktanim, Mitsunogin, Bishamna. It was, they would take a little fish, like a sardine type of a thing, and they would fry it in the oil of the fish, and that was considered already, it wasn't so kosher. The more the point of the more it was very not kosher. And it was, even a poor person could afford to do this, it was not very kosher food. But that's Onik Shabbos, you did something. So one Chazal is saying you're mechuyev to go get the best things in the world. The second one is saying whatever you do is good enough. The third one is Hodam or Rekiva, Asay Shabbat Lachol, Batitzar Chabriyas. So Rekiva is saying that no, don't take anything and have a regular weekday meal. Asay Shabbat Lachol, make your Shabbos the same as the weekday. If it means taking assistance from others, don't do that and eat a regular weekday meal. Okay, so now, where's the kiyum of the mitzvah of Anik Shabbos in that situation? So that's the challenge over here. So, v'chilu kol elo memorim hu b'ofen zeh. So the way we divide up the different chazals is like this: the hainu, the man the efshalei tzarch l'chab l'kviyacholte. That the first one, which is to make the foods as chashuv as possible, if it's possible, you have a chiyuv to do that. Okay, that's number one. Umisha shad dechukal abiyoser. On the other end, we have a person who has mamish nothing. Dechukal abiyoser. Hainu shein lo rak mozen shtei sudas l'shabbos. B'zav Rabbi Kiva say Shabbat l'chol at the tzarich l'brius. He only has two meals worth. So fine, eat that. He doesn't have three meals. He doesn't have the little fish. He doesn't have anything. He has mamish just what he would have, the regular bread and water that he has on Tuesday. Bisman Chazal, they used to have two meals a day except for Shabbos. So they would have two meals a day. They would have one meal in the morning and one meal in the evening. So Rabbi Kiva says, and Shabbos was unique the way we had three meals. Nowadays, it's not so unique because people have three meals even a regular weekday, but they only had two. So Rekiva says, just have two meals. If by not taking any assistance, you can afford to do this, don't take any assistance and just do this and that's it. Now, Omishi Eshler Momen, Kre Liknus Mizeh, Mozen Sholosh Sudas, Vyers Mizeh Ksas. So that's the other extreme. See, one extreme, a person who can afford, he's having a large amount. That's on one end. On the other end, you have a person who can't afford at all, is doing nothing. And that's, Rekiva says, that itself, that you're not taking assistance, and you're just, that's your responsibility, you're not mechiv do enik Shabbos in that situation. Mishesh a mom and kleliknus mizem mozen shalosh. So there's a person who could afford to get 3 meals. And the b'yorsim is excess. He can get a little more. B'chiv lehoitzios on all Shabbos kreishi kaim mitzvahs shalosh sudos b'kasa d'harsin. So he is where we said that you have a chiv to do that to get the 3 meals and the little fish, which is at least you get some way. You're showing some special element for Shabbos. Now, zokt the Mishnah Berurah. So what about there's a fourth possibility, right? So we have a person who is doing well financially, or a person who's not doing well, and all he can afford is 2 meals with no assistance. Then we have a person who can push himself a little bit and get 3 meals plus a little bit more. What about a person who needs assistance, even for his basic needs? Even 2 meals he can't afford on his own. So what does he do? So we haven't touched that case. We haven't touched a case where a person's getting assistance for even his basic needs. How much assistance should he take? How much should the gabbai tzedakah give him? What are they mechayev to give him? Do they give him 2 meals worth? 3 meals worth? 3 meals worth plus? What do they do? So that we haven't touched. Zakt Mishnah Berurah, v'udin l'misha ein lo klum. A person has nothing. So Rabbi Akiva's point was that if without taking assistance you can afford 2 meals, don't take assistance. But if you're taking assistance anyway, even for the 2 meals, he has nothing. He needs everything from tzedakah. So the gabbai tzedakah have a chiyuv to give him 3 meals worth plus more. They can't say, listen, you know, if you would have had nothing, if you would have had something, you would have only had 2 meals, like Rabbi Akiva, so we're not only give you 2 meals. No. You, gabbai tzedakah, have a chiyuv to make sure the person is mekayem the mitzvah of... He's not mechuyev to take assistance for the third if he has 2 meals. But once he has to take assistance for his food, you, gabbai tzedakah, have a chiyuv to give him 3 meals worth plus more. And... If a person who was started out as an Adam Nichbut and he was used to having fancier than that, so asking him to go down is going to be very painful. That's part of the concept. The more it learns out from a pasuk, the chiyuv of giving tzedakah is based on the person's what the person considers a loss. So Chazal Darshan, I feel Ebed lowers the fun of it. Sus Lerik of Love, Ebed lowers the fun of it. If a person was used to normally riding on a sus, you have a chiyuv, now he became impoverished. So the emotional pain of him not being able to do that is significant in halacha, just as the physical lack of food. Now, we're not talking about kedima. If the gabbai tzedakah has a limited amount of money, and he has one person who's going to starve to death, and this guy he's going to hire a horse for, right? You're not going to hire him a horse. You take the, but if we have the funds, so if this person is used to having a horse, you're going to get him a horse. So that would play out over here regards to food for Shabbos, that a person who became impoverished and he needs assistance, but he was used to having fancier meals, it's a mitzvah tzedakah to make sure that he has a nicer meal for Shabbos than just kasa d'harsa. Okay, so that's how we answer up the three chazals. We don't apply Rabbi Kiva's dictum to this situation. That's not talking about a person if by not only eating 2 meals, you can save yourself from placing your burden on the tzibur, you should do so. But if your burden is on the tzibur anyway, that's say the tzibur is not limited in what they're supposed to give you. They're supposed to give you the proper amount. The person already reached a situation where he must get support. We have to give him all his full needs. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Lav Shapur Avdi, the places where the Gavoy Tzedakah are only given Niyam 2 meals worth and not 3 meals worth for Shabbos, it's improper. And for sure, in the summertime, you know, so the poor fellow, so they give him a Friday night meal and a Shabbos morning meal, and then that's it. You know, and then the Shabbos ends at 11 o'clock at night, and the guy is starving. So, we gave you 2 meals for Shabbos. You know, for sure, that, you know, that would not be appropriate. Okay. So after putting together all of the different Memorah Chazal, this is what we come up with. Well, the Zeh, Bo Shulchan Aruch, now we can go back to read the Shulchan Aruch and understand. If a person has a little more, he needs to make Shabbos as mechubadik as he's able to do. He has, it's possible to do. He cannot fulfill his obligation with this kasa d'harsino, because he could afford more. Up to the point that means if you need to limit what you're eating during the week to be able to have a little more for Shabbos, you should do so. And this is talking about, again, the person is not he's not necessarily putting that burden on other people. Rabbi Kiva's case, that he's not chayiv in suda shlishis or kasa d'harsino. If he can bump himself up and find a way to fulfill the third meal, he should do so. Okay. Okay. Fine. It's interesting that when Chazal came along and they taught us the halachas, they gave us these three. I mean, historically, you would say Bastam because this was in the very negea. You lived in a society where we were grappling with these issues. The people just mamash had a limited amount; they only have 2 meals and not 3 meals. Right? Okay. The Chabad is Shabbos. Zatim Shabura to cut and base. With Tavli Zorah Shal Yifchus Mishnei Tavshilin. It would be best if a person. This is a Mogen Avraham B'Shem Desire that you should have 2 cooked foods for your Shabbos meal. It's Alpi Kabbalah. A person should have fish during all 3 meals. Either because the person has some natural his body does not tolerate fish well, or he just doesn't like fish. So it's not the point over here is you should enjoy it. So if you don't enjoy fish, don't force yourself to eat fish. But if you do enjoy fish, so a person should have fish in all 3 meals. Al pi kabbalah. Okay. If now the fishermen or the people who are selling fish are taking advantage of this and they're raising the price of fish, right? They're raising the price of fish because they know that people are going to buy fish to cover Shabbos. So then, even though it's nice al pi kabbalah, you should have fish. But the best thing to do would be to make it that the bezin would announce that nobody's buying fish for a few weeks, and then that would sort of settle the market price back down to a normal price. Okay. So the Ber Hetev on this topic says that at what point do we kick in this takana of no fish for Shabbos? When it's going up a third, the price was raised 33% over what had been the price. They're selling it for price X. You know, they're selling it for $6, you know, a pound, you know, whatever. All of a sudden, they jump up, you know, and they're selling it for $8 a pound. So they went up a third of the price. He said, no, nobody. That's what the Ber Hayteiv says. Until you get to that point, we don't kick in this takana. Why does he say that? Because you find there's a concept, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama in the first parak. The Gemara says, Hider mitzvah achlish. So if a person's doing something which is a mitzvah, he should do it. Even if it's going to cost a third more than the well, there's two ways to understand achlish. But one of the ways to understand achlish means that even if I can do the mitzvah in a very basic way, and I can do the mitzvah in a more mahudr way, it's going to cost me a third more. So I can buy an esrig, a basic esrig, for which would be kosher, and fulfill the mitzvah for $50. And I can buy a nicer one, which will cost me more. So how much am I mechuyev to pay for hider mitzvah? Hider mitzvah, achlish. So you're mechuyev to go up to one third more than the value to be able to become hider mitzvah. So I say, okay, if I can get a nice, more mahudika esrig for $65, so that's less than a shlish, and then I should do that. Let's say I can only get one for 70. I'm not mechuyev to do that. Hider mitzvah, shlish. If I can get a basic one and fulfill the mitzvah for 50, so shlish of 50 is $17, $16.66, right? So if I can get to spend $7 for an esrig, I'm not mechuyev to do, because hider mitzvah is not mechuyev. If I can buy the 50 one. Right, so that's so he applies the concept of ad shlish over here to the fish. That's what the Ber Hayteiv says.
I'm sorry.
Is that milagav or milavar? Okay, that's also mechlekas over there in the Gemara. Two madamim in the Gemara. Okay. But the Mishabura continues. Abayu Rabo Prima Gadim Kosu Da Pachas Mishlish Yoker Yesh Lasus Takada Mishumaniim. But that's very nice. But for the aniyim, this even a third, adding a third onto the price, would be a very significant burden. So the takanas bezdin will kick in even in less than that amount.
Meaning, no one should buy fish for the sake of the aniyim getting the original price.
Correct. We're not saying you shouldn't be ma'anik Shabbos. So you'll find a different way to do it. Okay. In tikno lesser lechol dogim mikama shabosus veechad konami kaidim is mutter. So that nobody in the city should go over the bezim made a takana. Nobody should buy fish. Nobody should buy fish. So now, what about a person bought a fish and he preserved the fish and he wants to eat this fish of Shabbos? Right? He's the only guy in the town eating fish. That's fine because he bought it beforehand. Okay. I just. A musig of not exactly the same, but you know the musig of the power of bezin. I have a relative who was a rav in a city, and when he was there, the main bakery for the city was a fellow who liked to chepper with kashrus issues. Finally, the Rav made it to Kana. Everybody in the city listened to it. Right before Rosh Hashanah, the fellow baked his Rosh Hashanah challahs, and he did some shtick. And the Rav announced that nobody should buy the round challahs and the regular challahs. So the fellow had to throw out 5,000 round challahs. And the fellow never chaptered with the kashrus issues anymore after that. So the Rav has power. Which means the conservative reform people didn't buy the round challahs either. Nobody in the city bought round challahs from the fellow. Even though they were traditional, they would eat round challahs in Rosh Hashanah. Nobody bought because the rabbi said, it's not kosher, it's not acceptable, don't buy it. And nobody bought it. And they didn't. He stopped chepering with the rav after that. Okay. So, let's see, we'll cover on the Mishra over here. So, that which we said, Asay Shabbat Kachol, while Tatar the Briyas, is referring to the person of the Shashat to Chukaloy, Simkat and Gim. Amar Kashen Lamashkan is Lobos Aleim. Well, Amashkan Ein Yochel Lahasi. Now, what about there's another Chazal which says, Lavu Alai, that you're supposed to borrow money for Kabbat Shabbos. We've ignored that Chazal. There's a fourth Chazal which we have to contemplate, the borrowing money for Kabbat Shabbos. So he says, the case was over here, he couldn't get a loan. Why couldn't he get a loan? Because nobody's willing to give him a loan without a mashkin, and he had nothing to give as a mashkin to borrow with. And the situation was that without a mashkin, he was not able to get a loan. Because if the situation was not like that, i.e., he could get a loan, so then he should borrow He shouldn't take staka, but he should borrow in order to fulfill Anig Shabbos. The Russian says to Kalai Yisrael Banai, my children, levu alai bani pareya. You can borrow for Kavod Shabbos, and don't worry, I will give you the ability to pay it back.
But what Rabbi Akiva said, why shouldn't the person who can only afford two meals borrow, or should he borrow for the sake of?
That's what he's saying. If he could borrow, he should borrow. Uh-huh. Rabbi Akiva's halacha of al tistarech lebrios doesn't relieve you from a responsibility to borrow. So the case was that he couldn't borrow, that nobody's giving him a loan. So practically, he wasn't able to get a loan.
So then what is Rabbi Akiva's, when do we apply that? What is it telling us?
So Rabbi Akiva's point is you don't take stock for that purpose. So halvoa you can take, because halvoa is not stock, you'll pay it back. Rabbi Akiva's saying if you can't get the halvoa, so you would think maybe you should take stock. No, you shouldn't take stock for that purpose. Okay. Now, take a look at the Sharatzin over here in Yudbeis, which he says over here that Rekiva's halacha is referring to the scenario was, in other words, they're grappling. What we're asking over here is, like, where does Rekiva apply? What happened to the loan issue? So the answer we're giving right now is because he wasn't able to get a loan. So take a look at the Sharatzin. So they approach it that a person has a responsibility to take a loan. He does not see how he's going to repay the loan. He has a responsibility to rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu that the person will enable him to repay the loan. However, but the teres kenim mashma dol yilve elin ken who mishayer shiyaloi b'mali froya, he should only borrow if he can. He can foresee, even right now he doesn't have the money, but he can foresee based on the way his type of work that he does, whatever it is, he expects to be able to get the money to repay the loan. So then you should take the loan and rely that that's going to happen. But if you cannot see any path to how you're going to repay that loan, so the Teres Kenim says you shouldn't borrow, and that's what Rekivas did. That in a case where I do not feel comfortable borrowing because I do not foresee a way to repay, so rather than taking stock, I should just be al tistarech lebrios and just have two meals. So Mishabura says, okay, so what do? Venira da kol lefei inyan. So the Birlocha says, the Sharatzian says that a kol lefei inyan, so that's not a very clear final psak, means that you know, it depends on the person. We have a person who has a certain level of confidence that things will play out positively, etc. He has a right to do that. He has a right to rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu to do that. If he doesn't feel comfortable doing that, we're not going to mechayev him to do that, and we're going to say that if he sees no path how to pay it back, and he doesn't feel confident that he will be able to do so, he doesn't have the emotional confidence, the bitachon, whatever it is, we're not going to mechayev him to do that. And he will, in that situation, not borrow, even though a loan would be available for him. That's... I do want to point out that the Chofetz Chaim and Abbas Chesed, when he talks about the halachas of a halvoa, he does say it's usher to borrow money if a person does not see how he's going to repay it. Right? With the only issue over here is the unique situation of Shabbos, where the Gemara says in Beya that levu alai v'ni pareya, the Brasher makes a special havtacha that he's promising that he will repay. But just on minastam, it's usher for a person to take a loan if he does not see a vehicle how he's going to be able to repay it. You know, doesn't see any path how he's going to repay the money, so that goes into Lever Rosh Hashanah Yishalim, and he's not allowed to take the loan to start with. So that what the Teres Kenim is saying over here by Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim says it in Avos Chesed in general, and he's saying over here, but by Shabbos, the Gra is saying you have a right to have a special bitachon if you feel comfortable doing that. We're not going to make you do that if you're not comfortable doing that. Okay. I want to touch on, we still have some Mishabur, but I want to touch on some of the Birei Halacha over here. Let's start with the Chabad, the second one. Do you have the real Halacha there? Okay. The second one is l'chabed. Mim yesh lo rak ma'at mos u'bo sarcha l'iswaya avur pulosu shigarma lo hayam. Okay. So you have limited money. And you have over here money to use to buy food for Shabbos, on the one hand. On the other hand, a person did work for you and you have to pay him. So there's a mitzvah say to pay a sucker in the proper time. Now the case was Shagamar lo hayom. So the work was done today, because the as he points out in the brackets, which we're just going to skip the brackets, if it was from yesterday, he already was over the mitzvah. So that's already, that's a separate issue. But right now, the imam is finished today. So let's skip the brackets. Near the sarach litam lo lepoyo kadei l'kayim mashakosu b'v'yer matitim skaroi l'sovo lo b'shemesh. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah, mitzvah say of b'yer matitim skaroi, pay him on the proper day. And B, the lav of l'sovo lo b'shemesh, you cannot wait to pay. Do you have an assay and a loss assay to pay your worker who finished work for you on that day? So that money will be spent for that. And af shay nezelo yishar lo b'mayla anik Shabbos, you'll end up with nothing for anik Shabbos. So, but the assay of the tashlumen, the anik Shabbos is, even though so let's figure out why. According to the poskim, that Onik Shabbos is based on a pasuk in Navi, so I understand. Here you have an Aseidah Raisa, and a Lus Aseidah Raisa, and here you only have a pasuk in Navi. If you learn, like the Ramban, that this is also the Raisa, Onik Shabbos is also the Raisa, so you have the Raisa to the Raisa. So it's like the Bir Alacha. Oshi Vesenos Yisratzel Hamtin La Arachar Shabbos, Tachiv Tashum Yiskir Bezmano, Humi the Raisa, Zavi Rachmi Divir Kabbalah. So why am I giving precedence to this? Because paying worker bismano is the rice, and paying and being anik Shabbos is only the rekabola. The rekabola means from the pesach of the pasuk in Novi. But feel about poiskim the zegam can meet a rice. Koshik sav the Mishnah Berurah. We quoted the Ramban. The chara shema be asay, but losa say, but losa say, but docha losa say basay. So this is an asay of anik Shabbos, and that's an asay and a losa say. So the asay of anik Shabbos is not going to override the asay and losa say of paying your worker in the proper time. Okay. Fine. Now, he says, one eitzah which I have for the person, did work, he didn't deliver it, and you don't need it for Shabbos, tell the person don't deliver it after Shabbos. So you're not going to pay him until he delivers. So then I can use this money to pay for Anik Shabbos, and after Shabbos I'll pay my worker when he delivers it on Yom Rishon. So that would be the other eitzah, how to do that. You see from the flow of the Mishnah Berurah that the Iker Psak, the way he seems to understand it, is that this is the din of Oynig is Iker B'Divrei Kabbalah. It's Iker, it's a Divrei Novi. And the Ramban is the Chiddush, it holds the Raisa. But the Rambam says it's a Mitzvah B'Divrei Kabbalah. It's not the Raisa. The Rambam, when he codifies it, he puts it down as not a different rabbana, but a different kabbalah. It's based on psukim of Novi, not a deraisa. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah seems to go with the Iker Psak, that it's not a deraisa, and then he throws in that there's another argument that would be like that.
Does Medivri Kabbalah have exactly the same status as the rabbana?
It's actually more chomer than the rabbana.
More chomer
than the rabbana, but it's not as chomer as the deraisa.
Middle
Madrega. Okay, let's hold it here. Another.